Hi, this is Mandar Garge, VP of Digital Transformation at EZIST. Welcome to the third podcast in the series, The Smarter Approach to Digital Transformation. In the previous podcast, which was about the various stages in digital transformation and who or what organization in an enterprise owns the digital transformation, we covered what RPA can do and cannot do. And I also touched upon the fact that there is a smarter way. Just to recap, RPA, which is robotic process automation, does not have the ability to cover the critical extent of digital transformation in an enterprise. Hence, it cannot be the primary methodology for achieving the digital transformation in an enterprise. RPA is ideal for automating workflows that involve legacy systems that lack APIs, or where there's actions over a virtual desktop infrastructure and there's no API-based access. Also, RPA cannot touch the other two important pillars of digital transformation, which are data and analytics and the enterprise cloudification. It can only create automation of the manual steps without changing the underlying applications landscape. So then what is this better way, smarter way of digital transformation? The best approach is that of creating integrations between the systems. And there are multiple ways to do so. As per this approach, the digital transformation team needs to first evaluate the current landscape, look at the current investments in various applications, platforms, tech stacks, and then figure out how the landscape could be made more integrated, automated, and smaller in size. When I say smaller, it's in terms of lesser number of technology stacks, lesser number of platforms, and more maintainable. Then figure out areas where technology platforms can be consolidated, legacy systems could be modernized, and new business processes could be quickly implemented using low-code or no-code platforms. The other aspect of this is being able to consolidate different platforms. For example, in the previous episode, I mentioned an example where the enterprise has multiple business divisions and often has multiple business apps satisfying different business processes in each of those divisions. Let's say each of these business units or divisions have a contract management process. Then the IT team can look at implementing or migrating all of the current and separate implementations of the contract management processes to one common platform. Let's say Salesforce, for example. Another example is of implementing a common ticketing system for all help desk functions across all groups, both internal facing help desk systems as well as external employee problem resolution based systems, where you solve customer tickets and customer problems. Both these areas can be covered by a common ticketing platform. In yet another example, let's say an enterprise has multiple CRM instances holding customer and account information in each of them, each maintaining a set of customer assets or customer information from different geographies, but the customer data model may not be unique across all the CRM instances. You may have occurrences of one business partner or customer being saved as two or more different customer entities in these multiple CRM systems. Now, if you want to solve this problem of data governance, there's a costlier way, which is to unify all CRM systems into one and then update the data model, updating the data model variations of to create one unified data model for holding customer information. And then there's another more cost-effective way, and it is about implementing an integration platform between these CRMs or CRM systems so that whenever there's a change in the customer entity in one of them, that CRM can propagate the changes to other CRM systems so that all the customer related information and the model remains up to date and unique. Can the above problem be solved by RPA? It of course cannot be. Here's yet another example. Let's say in that contract management system, once the contract is created, a couple of team members have to then view the financial information from the contract and enter it manually into a financial ERP system Let's say that ERP system is JD Edwards. RPA can surely automate this process by automating all the human activities. But the smarter way to do so, or smarter way to automate, is by making the contract management system broadcast the digital information about the financial aspects of the contract to the JD Edwards ERP system via an integration layer. And then the JD Edwards system consumes that information to update its financial information, financial data. What is the preferred way? The RPA-based approach or the integration-based approach? Which do you think is smarter? Which one do you think can enable you to add intelligence in the ecosystem so that the ecosystem can take and execute decisions by itself? It's obviously the integration way of doing things. Now, why is this integration approach more effective than RPA? For a simple reason, that in this case, you just don't robotize the steps. You actually identify areas to reduce the steps in that business process. You unify multiple steps into fewer ones. You change your workflows to make that process faster. And you add intelligence and ability in the software business applications to make decisions and communicate with other systems the necessary change in the data and information so that the other systems can take appropriate actions. What would be an effective investment strategy for digital transformation is the next question that comes to mind. Now, enterprise typically has to carefully balance the landscape with the right mix of existing investments and making new investments. The following three aspects or three areas are highly recommended as far as new investments is concerned. One, for newer business processes or newly identified areas where a business process has to be implemented, an organization can invest in low-code or no-code workflow-based SaaS platforms for managing these digital processes. These come with inbuilt ability to quickly create mobile apps using the APIs exposed by this platform in a headless manner. This could be a sizable investment upfront if you look at it, but it is bound to bring significant savings to the organization in the long run. The second is moving your data and analytics from multiple disjoint data warehouses and file systems to a unified consolidated data platform on cloud, which follows the data lake or the data lake house or the data mesh landscape model of data engineering. This can be done incrementally, data source by source, and then data warehouse by data warehouse. The third is about cloud, moving business apps one by one to the preferred cloud, or it could be multiple clouds. In this, rather than moving the monolithic applications as is, there's an opportunity to re-architect each app to microservices-based app, which would use most of the cloud services or the serverless capabilities of the cloud. And this also can be done incrementally, application by application. So we have covered both the RPA and the smarter way of doing things. The smarter way is the one that an enterprise should adopt, and only use RPA where the smarter way is not capable of unifying these systems because they are legacy systems and they don't expose APIs. In the upcoming podcasts, I would cover how complexity increases when you digitally transform your enterprise landscape, and also how AI can be used to make that landscape simpler and smarter. So thank you folks for listening to my podcast. The entire series is available on the EZIS website at www.e-zis.com/podcasts. Stay tuned.